Recovery is what we're talking about. That's what we hope to contribute to on Sunday, September 30th in the square. And last week, I'm sure you heard us talking about the contingent of North Bay representatives who spent time in Washington, D.C., making efforts that will assist our ongoing recovery. And she was right smack dab in the middle of it. Jennifer Gray Thompson, the executive director of Rebuild North Bay Foundation. Jennifer, glad to have you here.
Good morning, Pat. Thank you for having me on.
You had some great photos from D.C. on Facebook and your experience there. I know you were joined by Mayor Chris Corsi, by David Rabbit, and Congressman Mike Thompson, among many others, talking to HUD and FEMA. What was that like?
You know, it was wonderful to demonstrate that Rebuild North Bay is the private sector. We represent a lot of the private sector.
Yes.
One of our main goals is to ensure that we have all interests at the table. We like to work in support of the public sector. So we don't set the agenda for going to D.C. What we did is we facilitated it to ensure that our electeds and our staff members from Napa, Sonoma County, and then the city of Santa Rosa all had the opportunity to get in front of the most senior level staff possible. So we were very proud of the effort. We got really good feedback from both FEMA and HUD, and the counties and the city of Santa Rosa are working on their action plan. It's likely that we'll go back in about 3 weeks to follow up in particular with HUD. So it was wonderful. We had lots of support. We met with 6 Congress people. We met with both Senator Harris and Senator Feinstein's office. Harris obviously was dealing with Tech and Kavanaugh that day.
Yes.
But Feinstein was able to come by. So it was very successful.
I'm surprised. It was kind of a busy week for them last week.
It was. It was a very busy week. And we were really grateful that people were taking the time and that they were interested. Another thing that we did on Thursday is that we met with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, also with people from the city of Santa Rosa, county of Sonoma, and the private sector, and from our board, to talk about this model. The most ideal thing that you can do is to have the private sector, nonprofit sector, and public sectors work in lockstep together. But it turns out that there isn't another organization in the country like Rebuild North Bay.
I knew we were going to set the bar. I knew we would set the bar when it came to, you know, what to do after that kind of disaster. And this is just another example of that.
Yes. And that, you know, our community is incredible. And as you know, we represent all 4 counties from the original fire-affected region, Lake, Mendocino, Napa, and Sonoma. And so we were careful to always include regional concerns, because we know that our way through this, if we're going to leap ahead, will require that we look at how to benefit the entire region and work together in areas in particular of housing and transportation.
Absolutely imperative what you just said, Jennifer, because even in Sonoma County, and we understand why the Tubbs fire has garnered most of the attention, you know, from a regional standpoint or a national standpoint, because of the sheer numbers of houses lost, lives lost, etc. But I know that that we're careful to make sure we include all of the fire ravaged areas who, mm-hmm. you know, are suffering in the same vein as is Santa Rosa. It's all important.
Absolutely. And that we share our model and our resources moving forward. I was really happy to read that Jeff Okrepke went up to Redding to talk to Shasta County, because as soon as those fires happened, we actually got a lot of calls asking us to include Shasta County in our charter. We don't have the staff capacity to do that, but we also have to remember that every single thing that we learn, we owe it to other communities to pay it forward and to share our knowledge as often as possible.
And everybody's job description changed last October. And so, the new leadership emerged, and I think widening leadership emerged also as a result of this. Jeff Okrepke, you know, block captain for Coffee Strong, he will be one of the heroes taking part in our Heroes of October golf tournament as a fundraiser, and we recognize him among many, many others taking that leadership role.
And you know, one of the most remarkable things, there's a lot of things that are remarkable about Jeff, but one thing I want people to realize is Jeff is a renter.
Yeah.
And renters are an incredibly important part of our community. They're a large number of our workforce are renters. we need to really think about how are we going to include our, how are we going to increase our housing stock to accommodate the workforce that we have? Because if we don't get very, very serious, very creative, and work together very collaboratively to address this issue, we're going to quickly lose our talent. We have this immense talent base here, and it's under our housing needs, though, have gone from a crisis to an absolute emergency. Like this is what I'm doing this morning. Rebuild has convened a meeting with the public and private sector from the city of Santa Rosa, county of Sonoma, and some of our leading employers are all sitting in the room that I'm standing outside of.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for stepping out, by the way.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So they are talking about how do we work together to get to a place of yes, and actually look at and address positively our housing our workforce. And, you know, I'm at the North Coast Builders Exchange, and right outside, there's a whole line of RVs where people are living in them. And Keith Woods went out and surveyed the people who were living out there. Most of them had homes pre-fire. They were renting a room, renting a garage. The secondary displacement of especially our very vulnerable population has been considerable. So it's the fire, the impacts just go on and on and on. We need to counteract that by making sure that we are being positive and working together, moving forward, so that we can increase our housing stock.
Absolutely. It is thing one, and it is why recovery is so open-ended when it comes to a situation like this, because when you're talking about that maybe biggest nut to crack, that housing issue, then it's going to take a while. And unfortunately, many of our county mates, our state mates, are going to be in dire straits for some time to come. But everybody, a lot of people working very hard, and I know that Rebuild North Bay Foundation is a big part of that. Jennifer, thanks for spending some time with us this morning. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much for having me on, Pat. Have a great day.
You too. That is Jennifer Gray Thompson, Executive Director of Rebuild North Bay Foundation. And yeah, it was quite the contingent representing the North Bay in Washington, D.C., getting in front of HUD, getting in front of FEMA, making sure that whatever dollars are left that can be attributed to the recovery efforts from our fires of last year are coming to the North Bay. An outstanding effort. And as a result of those kinds of personal meetings and representations, more of that money is coming our way, over $200 million to be exact.